And each Thursday at this time, Backroads Bill is steering us down the back roads of northeastern Ontario. Bill Steer teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. He's an adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa, and he has done a lot of exploring over the years, takes wonderful photographs, posts them on our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury. But he doesn't have a photograph of what we're talking about. In a way, he's got a picture, but Bill wants to talk a bit about fairies this morning. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. Seems like a wonderful day in the northeastern Ontario neighborhood as far as weather is concerned.
Absolutely. And what about these fairies? Where are they?
You know, Marcus, when we hear older legends about fairies or the wee folk, many of us usually create the picture of green pastures in Ireland or maybe the Highlands of Scotland. How many people actually think of the fairies being residents of northern Ontario, known as the Little People?
Do you believe?
I do believe. You know, and we're going to get in the car today, and we're going to go up Chapleau way to Lake Missinaube. And where else should the fairies be but at Fairy Point? It's one of the largest and best collections of pictographs in northern Ontario. Now, I've been to many, many pictograph sites, and you know, there's a common denominator amongst them all, and this one really, I think, reflects this. It's those stone canoe figures with the stick figures in it, and they always seem to be looking down at you. Now, they're usually amongst many other morphs or pictographs at the site, but they're always there. And then, of course, in native folklore and legends, the Mimiwashok, or the little people, are I think, live in those crevices and quartz veins that are usually on all those rock faces where they're actually, where all these pictographs have been painted.
Have you ever seen one of these fairies?
I haven't seen the fairies, but you know, when you're in your canoe and all of a sudden the fetch comes up, that, you know, when the wind comes down these elongated lakes, all of a sudden, just out of the blue, it just seems like, why is this caused? Or, you know, maybe when you're on the campsite and you trip over something, or you reach into the pack and there's nothing there, the fairies must be thereabouts.
Tell me more about the pictographs. What do they look like?
Yeah, the pictographs, of course, they're created by native artists of hundreds of years ago, and they're made out of the ochre pigment. And there's two ochre mines in northern Ontario. One's on Lake Superior, and one's on actually the Mattawa River. There's a lot of interpretations of why they're there. Most of these spots are spiritual spots for native cultures. This one is an OG Cree site. And there are wonderful morphs like Mishipishu, the great horned lynx. It's a serpent, and it's connected to many, many native stories related to Ojibwe culture.
How old are they?
Well, they could be hundreds of years old, and on all these sites, it's again open for interpretation. A lot of people have studied them. There's the elders speak about them, and of course, they could be anywhere between 300 and 1,000 years old, depending on the site. And, of course, when you go to these sites, there's always a location. And the Fairy Point is one of those locations where it's a magnificent rock face, about 35 meters in length, and there's more than 100 morphs or pictographs on this site. And, of course, all these fissures are there, and you start thinking about, if you know anything about native folklore, you think about the wee folk that are hiding in those rocks because, again, they're depicted in those little wee stone canoes that are all along the rock face.
And the rock face is in the water as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It comes right down to the water. And it's just, you know, when you go to these spots, and particularly, you could go to the Agawa pictographs on Lake Superior Provincial Park. It's a wonderful sight. But when you make that journey to, say, Fairy Point and any others, and you're there, you can almost sense that spiritual nature, that the chi of the site.
How do you get there?
Yeah, that's another thing. We are going to Chapleau, and then we're going to journey about 95 kilometers through the Chapleau Game Preserve. We'll probably see lots of bears. We'll get to Barkley Bay at Missinaube Provincial Park, and it's about 19 kilometers down the lake, and it's an elongated wishbone type of lake, and we'll have to take that tin boat that's in the backyard, or canoe, or we don't want to talk about winter, but it's a great snowmobile ride as well, and we'll come down, we'll go to the kind of a westerly direction, and you know, round this point, and bang, there they are, this magnificent stone canvas of pictographs.
Ever experience anything sort of unusual or supernatural there, Bill?
Well, you know, I've been there a couple times, and it's just when you're always kind of looking over your shoulder, there's a sense there. And if you happen to be there when the light's just right, usually at sunset, they come alive. And then sometimes there's some white pictographs there, which is pretty unusual. And sometimes when you splash water on them, it's like they come alive. It's like almost they have a third dimension. So it is kind of one of those places where in the quiet or the wind, you say, people were here long ago doing something.
Where are you going to take us next week?
You know, next week we're going, a few years ago, the largest white pine blew down north of Cephalon. It was called the Kirkwood Giant. But so I was thinking, where are the next contenders? Where are the largest white pine?
The largest trees in northern Ontario, in all of Ontario, I guess they would be, wouldn't they?
Certainly, and we're going to journey probably up to that Temagami area and look at a few of them.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. And if you want to see what these pictographs look like up at Ferry Point on Missinaibie Lake, you can go to our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury.